Happy holidays. That's right. Already? 736, John Landecker at 720 WGN. Could be. Ted Rossman's a senior industry analyst for Bankrate.com. And we're going to talk about holiday shopping already. Good evening, Ted. Welcome to WGN.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. You know, there's a stereotype, and I'm guilty of it. And I think it's a, I don't want to be too sexist about it, but I think there's a male stereotype that men in the past years, when it comes to Christmas shopping, wait until like the day before. I mean, it's just, I think that's just a thing. But this year, I was reading an article that there is going to be a shortage of items to purchase, and you might think about starting now. And I'm guessing that the lack of stock on the shelves is due to a byproduct of the coronavirus, yes?
Yes, this is going to be a big theme this holiday shopping season. I know it sounds early. There's 95 days till Christmas. You don't necessarily need to start right now, but it is a good idea to start earlier than usual. And in fact, we recently did a survey and we found that a quarter of holiday shoppers have either already started buying gifts or they say they will start by September 30th. And then another quarter said they're going to start in October. So you could say that half of holiday shoppers will have started Christmas shopping before Halloween. And it does make sense given some of these supply chain disruptions, especially categories like video games, other electronics, but even some clothes and toys are going to be in short supply because of all these supply chain hang-ups and delays at the ports and all those issues.
I remember when the Suez Canal had a ship on it that contained, what do you call those things, cargo boxes that contained tons of stuff that sat there for like, I don't know how long, before they could turn the ship around. Who knows what was in those cargo containers? I mean, everything was delayed, and then you have, along with that, the coronavirus effect. And I'm wondering, I don't know, maybe I didn't think about this last year, but I'm thinking about it this year. How black could Black Friday be?
Well, I think Black Friday will be more in person this year than it was last year. But I still think that we're going to see more online shopping in 2021 than we saw in, let's say, 2019 or 2018. Last year was probably the near-term peak of online shopping. What we found in our survey was that in 2020, 71% of holiday shoppers made most of those purchases online. That was a huge rise from 51% in 2019. This year, we think it's going to be right in between. We think 62% of holiday shoppers are going to make most of those buys online this year. So this is feeding into some of the supply chain disruptions. I mean, you're absolutely right about COVID and problems with shipping and the ports and factories, and there's a lot of reasons for this. There is one actually upbeat reason for this, which is many people's finances are doing just fine. And a lot of people have saved more money. They've paid down debt. A lot of people are raring to go. They want to celebrate the holidays in style. And there is a ton of demand out there right now. And really surprisingly so. I mean, you wouldn't have thought 18 months into this unprecedented pandemic, people would be shopping so robustly, but we're seeing month in and month out retail sales figures that are about 15% above where they were last year. I think it's going to be a strong holiday shopping season for retailers.
Well, if they have a lack of inventory now, what's the difference a few weeks from now that they somehow they're going to get more inventory?
That's the big wild card, and it sort of depends who you ask. Now, some of the big toy companies, for example, have been downplaying this and saying, no, it's going to be fine. You know, yeah, there might be some isolated shortages, but in general, we've tried to stock up. We've gotten things early. Some retailers have gotten really creative at a hefty expense. For example, Walmart and Target have both started chartering cargo ships of their own.
Wow.
And I hear some of this is just massive, massive expenses. You know, we're talking probably $1 million per ship. I've also heard of more companies airlifting freight, so bypassing all these problems with the ships and just flying stuff in. I do think, though, that we're going to hear about shortages. So even though the retail industry is trying to prepare, I do think it would be in your best interest to start shopping a little bit earlier than usual, and also realize that if you see something you want for a friend or family member, you might want to pounce on it, because what I've been hearing is that while it may be difficult to find things in the first place, what might be doubly difficult is restocking. There may be an element of when they're out, or at least they're out for a few months.
Well, that was the reason behind my question was, if you don't have anything on the shelf now, what's going to bring something on the shelf in a few weeks? And I think it will be interesting to see that if retailers like Walmart and others who, you know, in the past few years would have these extravagant Black Friday promotions where, you know, they open up at 1 o'clock in the morning and there's lines of customers outside waiting all night. It'll be interesting to see if, number one, if those retailers attempt to do that. Number two, what kind of COVID protocols the retailers are operating under. And number three, if the public feels safe enough in their protocols to actually go out and do it. But we won't know that, of course, until much later. And the retailer has to start that reaction by offering the opportunity. But there's always a question these days, I think, of how purchases are going to be done. And I don't think that the entire effect, the economic effect of COVID and inability to move product around the country with trucks, I don't think that has reached its, I don't think it's reached the turning point. I still think that that's a viable problem.
I think it is. I think it depends on the category. You know, we've already heard a lot of well-documented shortages, things like lumber and used cars. Fortunately, both of those have really eased at this point. I mean, it may not be totally back to normal, but a lot of the supply has improved, the price pressure has gone down. That's one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve is sticking to the story that inflation is temporary. Now, it's in the eye of the beholder, and it's already lasted longer than we might have thought. I think all this adds up to the fact, though, that it makes sense for consumers to start early, and I think retailers will start the season early as well. To this point about in-person Black Friday shopping, I think there'll be some of it, but I also think that retailers will start early. We saw this last year, where early November brought a lot of the Black Friday-type deals online, and it was a way to create some early buzz, spread out the season. That eases some of the shipping concerns. It also gives consumers more time to shop for the best deals, retailers some more time to just kind of spread everything out. I think that's going to be a theme, is retailers don't necessarily care if you're in the store on Black Friday, as long as you're buying in some way, shape, or form. So right. I think they'll start early. I think there'll be a lot of deals online. I think we'll see a lot more of this hybrid stuff, too. Curbside pickup, buy online, pickup in store. I think the blending of the physical and the digital is a big theme in retail.
Well, you know, there's a whole supply and demand relationship in retail and just about everything else that you want to sell, and everyone knows that. So if we have a diminished supply, but yet the demand is still there, would that offer the retailer the opportunity not to offer these items at a discount, but to rather offer them either at face value or even a higher price?
It's a good point, and it is possible. I would say, though, that I do think there's a little bit of a lid on this pent-up demand. I mean, even though I was saying that many consumers are oddly in better shape now than they were pre-pandemic, and we have to thank the stimulus for a lot of that, but it is true that the personal saving rate is up, credit card debt is down 15%, according to the New York Fed, over the past year and a half. So I think people are in pretty good shape financially, but I also think that they're still expecting deals, and they're not just going to totally spend like crazy. I do think people are expecting discounts, and I think it will take some of that to unleash some of this pent-up demand. And I also think that retail is so competitive, especially online. That's where we think a lot of the focus will be. Yeah. It's really easy to comparison shop. Yeah. I tend to think that even though retailers will have a good season, I think they're going to have to bend a little bit on price and also on some of these supply issues.
I agree with you. I think that if you think about it a little bit, it makes sense that the internet and buying online is, if not the way to go this year for everyone, probably down the road a piece, it's going to be, I think the majority of people would go online and buy something as opposed to actually going into a physical store. And I think that's why you see stores like Walmart having websites and people being able to buy product over the internet. And I think that's just going to continue and increase every year, no matter what the supply demand is. I mean, we could get all the trucks back, all the microchips and all the trucks that carry these products across the United States, all of that could come back. And by that time, maybe a lot of people are like, hey, you know, I like this online thing. I don't have to go out in the bad weather and somebody's going to bring it to me. So, you know, maybe I should have paid more attention last year, because I don't remember this happening last year. And I've been noticing over the past few months, no matter what kind of store I go into, drugstore, what you name it, that there are shelves that are bare, that never were bare before. So maybe the online purchase is, if not what to do this time around, it certainly seems to me that down the road, that's where most of the action is going to happen.
I think it's where the growth is. I would note that even despite all this, 80% of retail sales are still made in person. Some of that is skewed by certain categories like groceries and cars that tend to be more in person. Although there are some advantages to shopping in person. You get to touch stuff, feel stuff, try stuff on.
True.
There's the small business angle too. I do worry that a lot of local businesses are getting left behind by this shift online. Although, you know, I also understand it. There's a convenience element to shopping online. There's good prices. I mean, there is a major scale to companies like Amazon and Walmart and Target. Of course, those latter two also have big in-person plays. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out this holiday season.
Well, Ted, thanks for being with us. So we've been talking to Ted Rossman, who is the senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. About what's happening to the world of holiday shopping this year.